your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now, 4:30, we have a traffic alert. You can expect more closures and delays along part of I-440 all week as the improvement project makes progress. We're live near that construction site, helping you to get around it.
And this cold front is on the move for this Monday. Coming up, I'll explain the showers that will come with it and the potential for temperatures to not be as hot today.
Plus, search crews returned to Falls Lake this morning to try and find the body of a missing boater. This morning, we're hearing from a man who witnessed the scary crash and jumped in to save another boater.
And what Wake County officials are doing today to take the next step toward expanding Medicaid for tens of thousands of people. Well, to get to a busy Monday morning here, we're glad you're with us. It's 4:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu this week. Glad to be next to you, Jeff. It's pretty nice for your Monday morning. Not too bad. I mean, it's Monday, but, you know, we're here.
Exactly. But after some of the rain went through our area yesterday, seemed to just cool off some of that humidity just a little bit. Peter Sherwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with what's ahead for us. Peter.
You know, Jeff, just wait a little bit more. You are going to see the humidity drop heading into the afternoon today and for tomorrow. But for now, let's go ahead and talk about this rain that we are seeing out towards the west. Some of those showers, very light in nature, moving through the Queen City. Some of those trying to creep into the Triad. We are seeing quiet conditions, Raleigh, Durham, Fayetteville, Goldsboro for this morning. But that's going to change. We are expecting those showers to move in as we head into the 7 o'clock hour for our western areas, filtering in across the triangle as we head into 8 and 9 o'clock. This is going to spread in as we head into the lunch hours. So do plan for rain if you are heading out for lunch today. Those showers will be coming down and some moderate rainfall will be possible. As we head into the afternoon and this system pushes to the southeast, there's a good chance we can get some rumbles of thunder to the southeast as well. Likely to see gradual clearing by the time we head into this evening, and sunshine will be working its way in across our northwest counties. Looking live at Clinton this morning with the clouds out there, very warm in Clinton, 73 right now, 73 in Raleigh and Durham. And for this afternoon, it's not going to be as hot. Temperatures not in the 90s today. We'll be in the 70s for this morning, heading to 86 degrees for this afternoon. Coming up, I'm going to show you how the humidity will play a big role in how it will feel heading into the week.
Thanks, PETA. We have a traffic alert you'll want to know about this morning. And for the rest of the week, you can expect delays and closures along the Beltline today. They're a part of an ongoing I-440 improvement project. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to walk us through what you can expect and how you may need to change your morning commute. Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So the Melbourne Road exit on I-440 West is going to be closed this morning and closed for the rest of the week. So if that's something that's a part of your morning commute, you've got about three options for detours. Jones Franklin, Powell Drive, and Western Boulevard will all get you access back to Melbourne if that's something that's a part of your morning commute. And this is all happening while crews are constructing a new section of I-440 West between Western Boulevard and Melbourne Road. Aaron Moody with NCDOT is warning drivers this morning to watch out for crews who may be working closely to travel lanes in the area. He says this particular part of the I-440 widening project is most needed.
You're obviously helping those peak travel times to, you know, not bottleneck in that area, reduces congestion, increases safety.
So the timeline for these projects are never guaranteed because all of it is dependent upon weather conditions, but they're hoping to get this project done by next Monday, July 17th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
With breaking news this morning, police are looking for the person accused of shooting a man in southeast Raleigh. That shooting happened just before 10 on Ashburn Court near Rush Street and Garner Road. Police say the man who was shot was taken to Wake Med and is expected to survive. There's no word on what led up to that shooting.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a shooting near the Walmart on New Bern Avenue. That shooting happened around 9:30 last night. Police say the man who was shot was taken to Wake Med and is expected to survive. There's no word yet on what led up to that shooting. And crews will be back on Falls Lake this morning as they try to find the body of a missing boater. Rescue efforts shifted to recovery late Sunday, hours after crews searched the area following a crash. This map gives you an idea of the area we're talking about. It's near a boat ramp where crews are searching. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning. Laura, we spoke to one man who witnessed the scary moments and saved another boater that was involved in this.
Very scary moments. Good morning, Michelle. Yes, right now we are live outside of the Holly Point access point at Falls Lake, and this is where rescue crews really spent hours in this staging area searching for that missing boater. And as you've mentioned, that search has now transitioned to an effort to recover the boater's body. Let's take you straight to the scene. With this video, you can see dive teams and a massive response from first responders. A spokesperson with the Northern Wake Fire and Rescue says a collision between two boats happened around 1:45 yesterday afternoon. Three people were involved in the crash and one person disappeared. At this same time, a storm bringing in high winds and rain was passing through the area. We spoke with Shane Mosley, who was boating on the lake at the time and saw the two boats collide. Mosley and his friend saved one of the boaters and took him onto their boat after realizing the man was unconscious with his head in the water.
We saw one guy on the boat and he was hanging. Half of him was on the boat, half the other half was off the boat. In the meantime, it's still raining and lightning outside, and we didn't see anyone in the water.
Now, authorities say the official cause of the crash of the two boats is still under investigation. Wake County Sheriff's Office tells us that they plan to be back out here again this morning at 8 a.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Tens of thousands of people in Wake County will get access to better health care through Medicaid expansion. Today, the county's taking steps to help make that happen. County leaders say they need to hire at least 70 new people to work in human services. Those new positions will be helping to get eligible people signed up for Medicaid as quickly as possible. The county anticipates it'll need to process about 50,000 new Medicaid applications.
The bottom line is that access to health care is critical. We know it has a ton of benefits. It realizes savings in other areas. It allows health care providers to make ends meet. It creates a healthier workforce and even saves lives in the long run. But it does mean that we've got to prepare for the additional influx in folks.
Today, the County Board of Commissioners will discuss how to begin filling those positions. The cost will be more than $5 million, and more than $3 million will be paid for or reimbursed by the state.
Today, President Biden will meet with King Charles for the first time since the coronation. Biden is in Europe for the NATO summit this week. In addition to meeting with Charles, he'll also meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak later today. Then he'll head to Lithuania for the summit. He also plans to meet one-on-one with the president of Finland later this week.
Happening today, the Halifax County School System is looking to add more teachers and bus drivers, among other positions. The school system is hosting a job fair from 9 to 1 today. In addition to teachers and bus drivers, officials will also be looking for custodians, nutrition workers, and more. The job fair is happening at the school system main offices, US 301 in Halifax.
We hope you woke up feeling lucky this morning. $650 million is on the line today for the Powerball jackpot. No one matched all five numbers during Saturday's drawing, so there's still a chance you may not have to work this entire week. Here's hoping, right? There have been 34 consecutive drawings without a big winner. You can watch this drawing live tonight on WREL. Good luck. And the Mega Millions jackpot has climbed to $480 million. That's not bad. That's after no one matched all five numbers, plus the Mega Ball in Friday night's drawing. The cash option, $240.7 million. The next Mega Millions drawing is tomorrow night, again, live at 11 o'clock on WREL.
4:39 is the time right now. New details are revealed more than a week after police say a gunman killed several people in Philadelphia. What investigators are now revealing about the very first victim who died? Plus,
going to be like you have fallen from heights onto a concrete sidewalk.
A stark warning from experts this morning after a dangerous boat challenge turns deadly. What you need to know about the TikTok trend.
We'll give you a live look outside downtown Raleigh right now. The weather is more settled this morning. You'll notice that compared to a few hours ago. After the break, meteorologist Peter Sherwood walks us through what we can expect to see today as we begin the work week.
the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
We are looking at a dry radar for this morning for our viewing area, but there are some showers off towards the west in the Queen City trying to move into the triad right now. I do expect the rain that is out west to eventually move in for this morning. We're going to see those showers get going around 7 and 8 o'clock for our viewing area. Wet roads possible around the lunch hour. So if you typically go out to eat around 12 o'clock, maybe expect and typically go for a walk, expect the rain to be moving through. Some thunderstorms will be possible in our southeastern counties after lunchtime, and we are going to dry things out heading into the evening. We are going to make it to 86 degrees across our region today. It's not going to be as hot as we've seen it get here in North Carolina.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRAL Live Center. Already at just 4:45 in the morning, the flight cancellations and delays are racking up at RD International. Taking a look at the big board this morning, courtesy of FlightAware, already 18 flights are delayed at RDU International this morning. 5 canceled flights already. The airlines most impacted, Endeavor Air, JetBlue, Delta, Republic. And taking a look at the big picture nationwide, it's even more daunting. More than 8,000 flights are delayed right now all across the U.S., and more than 700 flights are canceled. We'll continue to monitor these numbers here in the WRAL Live Center. Keep you updated.
Thanks, Ken. Police in Philadelphia now say one of the victims in the mass shooting there last week was killed nearly 2 full days before the gunman began shooting others. Investigators say they believe Kim Brady character's first victim was killed 44 hours before character started shooting in a neighborhood, killing 4 more people. The district attorney says this does not change the charges character faces. Those charges include 5 counts of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder.
We're learning more this morning about a pedestrian who was hit and killed on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Officers say it happened near the Cavalry Drive and Lewisburg split on Saturday night just before 10. They say that man was crossing the busy road 160 feet from the nearest crosswalk. We're told he was also wearing dark clothing. Police say the driver did stay at the scene. At this point, that driver is not facing any charges.
Jamie Foxx was spotted in public for the first time since having a health scare months ago. TMZ reports Foxx was seen Sunday waving from a boat on the Chicago River. Foxx has been out of the public spotlight since April when his daughter says he had a medical complication. He was hospitalized for several weeks. The family has not released details about exactly what happened.
You'll want to set aside a little extra driving time for tomorrow. More school buses will be on the roads as some year-round Wake County students return to the classroom. Wake County School District estimates about 175 buses will be on the road starting on Tuesday. Students will be greeted with some changes. Lunch prices are going up by 25 cents. Full paid lunch will cost $3.25 and $3.50 for middle and high school students. There will also be new security measures. You can read more about them on WREL.com. Well, boat safety is top of mind this morning as a viral video challenge makes its rounds. The TikTok trend has now turned deadly, prompting an urgent warning from experts. Authorities say at least 4 people in Alabama have died trying a stunt shown in a dangerous TikTok trend. The challenge involves people jumping from the back of a boat and into the water behind it as the boat moves at a high speed. Experts say this is not something people should be doing.
Going to be like you have fallen from heights onto a concrete sidewalk. So water is not soft to land on when you're going at speed.
And there are reports that one video is believed to have been captured on Lake Norman in western North Carolina and shows 5 people jumping and backflipping into the water. This morning at 7 on Today, a further look into the trend and the potentially deadly consequences.
Severe weather is wreaking havoc across the U.S. this morning, from landslides to deadly flooding. Dozens of homes were evacuated in California's Rolling Hills Estate. This is in Los Angeles County, and you can see the aftermath of a massive mudslide there. It happened on Saturday, and geologists are conducting an investigation right now to try to figure out what caused that landslide. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Back over to the East Coast. Now, people in New York City are under a flood watch this morning as more rain pounds that area. The governor there has now issued a state of emergency in both Ontario and Orange counties. This is video of heavy flooding on Sunday. Several homes are damaged. The flooding trapped drivers, some of them in their vehicles, and caused mudslides in other places. We have learned that a woman was killed when she tried to leave her house and got swept away by high waters.
Just shocking to see all of that flooding there. We are not seeing any flooding right now. It's quiet for your Monday morning, but we do have some rain off to the west in Charlotte right now. Meteorologist PETA Sherwood here tracking everything. PETA, is this something that will move into our area today?
Yeah, that rain is on the way, and we know we were rocking and rolling yesterday afternoon with our share of showers and thunderstorms that were severe. I want to show you here the cold front that is moving across the state. Notice here that the front is moving across the coast, but we still have on the back end of this an area of low pressure that will be fueling in those showers with this system as we head into the morning and likely to see it into the afternoon. So we're dry right now, but as we head into 7 o'clock, some of those showers will begin to move across our western areas, building in across the triangle around 8 and 9 o'clock. We will see most of this rain around the lunch hour. So if you do have plans to head outside around 12 o'clock, just go ahead and remember to pack that umbrella, because you are going to need the rain gear if you are heading out around the lunch hour for Rocky Mount, Raleigh, Goldsboro, Fayetteville, as well as Southern Pines. Notice here, areas like Roxborough and South Hill, you guys are likely to stay mostly dry as we head into the afternoon. It's not going to be as wet as some of our other areas. We are going to get that rain to continue around 2 and 3 o'clock, but as we head into the afternoon, we get the heating of the day, some instability building, some thunderstorms will be possible across our south and eastern counties, and this system is going to gradually clear out. Notice here at 6 o'clock, we're starting to see some sunshine in some of our western areas, likely to see gradual clearing as we head into 8 and 9 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, most of the rain is going to be out of here, looking at a dry night ahead. We will see some mostly clear conditions into Tuesday morning. Winds now moving in out of the north. That northerly flow will allow us to see lower humidity as we head into Tuesday as well. But our temperatures are still going to be hot in the 90s with the sunshine. We are going to see the higher rainfall totals set up across our southern counties, like Clinton, likely to get up to an inch of rain. Those lower totals will be possible to the north. As we take a live look at Roxborough, quiet for this morning. Temperatures are ranging in the 60s and 70s. And for this afternoon, it's going to be a slow warm up, heading to 77 by 10, 86 for the afternoon high. Today is the only day we are going to see high temperatures in the 80s for this 7-day forecast. Get ready for the heat and humidity to build back in, especially as we head into the end of the week with our chances of showers and thunderstorms increasing once again.
Thank you, PETA. A baseball star with North Carolina ties is in the big leagues now. Coming up, we take a look at where South Brunswick High School's Walker Jenkins is heading following the Major League Baseball draft.
Plus, you may have heard of it, bed rotting. We'll uncover what this new social media trend is and the benefits behind it.
A high school baseball phenom from North Carolina is now a top five Major League Baseball draft pick. Minnesota Twins picked Walker Jenkins from South Brunswick High School with that fifth pick last night. Jenkins is expected to head to UNC this fall. And a Wake Forest pitcher also went in the top 10. Cincinnati Reds picked Rhett Lauder with the seventh pick. 21-year-old is a two-time ACC Pitcher of the Year.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. So exciting. Well, we are just one day away from the MLB All-Star Game.
Yeah, players hit the field tomorrow in Seattle, and fans are beyond excited. Matty White caught up with a few of them as they enjoy events ahead of the big game.
If a foul ball or something comes and you get it, you can keep it.
It's his favorite part about baseball, so he's thrilled his parents chose to stay in a hotel in Soto.
If we leave the one window open and somebody hits it out of the stadium, it can come into our room.
Max Somerville's parents agree it was a good choice.
Really, the whole, just scene around the baseball stadium thus far has been awesome.
They've made it out to several all-star events.
Every area is completely covered by volunteers and police.
The family's visiting from Birmingham.
Not had an ounce of, scary moments. It's all been super nice.
One 11-year-old from California is having a similar experience.
We went to the gum wall, and we saw people throwing fish to each other, and it was so fun.
And a man visiting from Puerto Rico echoed that sentiment.
Very safe, we walk for everything.
He watched staff set up for the drone show, something he was excited to see for the first time.
Would you come back to Seattle based on your experiences in downtown Seattle this week?
Yes.
Would you be back?
Yes, definitely.
We'll 100% be back. Yeah.
Especially with this weather. This is
perfect.
I know, right?
You had a good week there. You can watch the All-Star Game on Fox 50. It airs tomorrow night at 8.
The first of three information sessions is happening today for local artists interested in applying for grants. This is for those of you living in Durham, Orange, Person, or Alamance counties. It's for the Artist Support Grant. It provides direct support to individual artists impacted by the COVID pandemic. The grant was created by the North Carolina Arts Council. The virtual information session is set for 6 p.m. You do need to register. You can visit durhamarts.org for more information.
Experts say a new TikTok trend called bed rotting may have benefits, but it also has a downside. Bed rotting refers to staying in bed all day as a way to refresh your mental health. Experts say this can be okay as long as you understand why you're doing it and turn to other coping skills as well. That can include engaging in activities that are fun and relaxing, talking to friends and family. But they also say staying in bed too long can disrupt your mood, increase stress, and ruin your sleep cycle.
Coming up next at 5, recovery efforts resume this morning as crews hope to find a missing boater's body. What we're learning about the crash on Falls Lake.
Plus, a popular drink among children is in the spotlight for the wrong reasons. Why Senator Chuck Schumer is now calling on the FDA to investigate Prime energy drinks.
And the hotter temperatures are here, and that means so are ticks. How a bite from this bug could prevent you from eating certain foods.